At least some people know my name. That guy may not have seen me much lately. I was thinking about this morning. I'm really glad to be here, really thankful to be here. Like Jim was saying, Sundays, and communion especially, is a point that grounds us. It grounds me. And I was here only like one Sunday in August through kind of the randomness of the calendar, not randomness, randomness, you know, I chose and planned, but that's kind of how it ended up. And it left me, you know, when I'm not here, I can feel, after a time, kind of confused, kind of running a little bit ragged, spiritually maybe. I said, I'm glad to be here. The other thing about that is I had to stop and think, well, am I giving the wrong meaning there, or implying the wrong thing? Are people going to take that the wrong way? You know, words have meanings. And I thought, gosh, it's communion. I don't want to come up and sound like I'm trying to be a comedian or a rock star. It's great to be here, Roswell. No, that's not what I want to convey, not the point that I'm trying to make. But the point I am trying to make is we live in a crazy, mixed up world, and we can turn on the news and see awful things happening in the world. We can listen to conversations or listen to a news broadcast and hear about just mass confusion, chaos. We can hear about people attacking each other verbally, people arguing over the meanings of the words. Not only do meanings of words change over time, but people are always ready to jump on each other's words, maybe take advantage. With that, I wanted to look at a scripture here, Book of John, first chapter. And I'm just going to read it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And the word here, translated word, is logos. You think about logos, it's where our word logo comes from. It's not just a word written on the page, but a company will use it to give greater meaning to what it is that they're about. Maybe they have the first letter of the word is the part shaped like part of an animal to imply some meaning. They're strong, they're bold, what have you. And in this case, the Greek word logos, the Greeks had this idea that words had meaning beyond just being on a page. It almost took on a life of its own. And so John here writes and talks about Jesus being that living word. And in a world that's so confusing, that is, I don't know, super comforting to me as I search for meaning, for a grounding, for truth. I'm going to read, skip 6 through 8 here, where it talks about John, and just pick up in verse 9. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. I like that song, The Old Rugged Cross. And the idea of people looking at it and seeing beat up wood, a torture device, blood stained, and the author seeing something beautiful. Because it's that culmination of Jesus' sacrifice. The cross wasn't the beginning of Jesus' sacrifice, because he lived out his words as that logos. If you really, people say, hey, your words, talk is cheap. Show me the truth by your actions. Live out your words. Jesus did that as an example for us. And it's contained in his word. So the cross is an amazing sacrifice in and of itself, the fact that he went willingly. But again, it wasn't the beginning of his sacrifice. He lived his sacrifice. And the cross, thank you, God, the cross wasn't the beginning. It also wasn't the end, because he is still that living word for us to draw on from his example. Let's pray. God in heaven, Father, thank you for your sacrifice, that you were willing to send your son into this messed up world to live out truth for us, to live out the way for us, the way that you want us to live, the way that you want us to love one another, the way you want us to be, the way you want us to love you, and help to heal this world, Father. God, thank you for having your son's body be broken on the cross for us, and his blood shed for us, that we could know you, Father, that we could have a relationship with you, and ultimately be with you in heaven forever, God. It's in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.